Joining me in Cardio's Afternoon News Studio, two wonderful folks, business community types, but Daryl Fleck, you are a member of the board of the Ronald McDonald House of Southern Colorado, is that correct?
That's correct, and have been for 19 years.
A long time, a lot of service and support, and a huge project. Are we at completion?
We are. We opened up a brand new 25,000 square foot house in August and have had over 20 families already in there. In fact, we just had our first family that arrived on opening day check out with their baby and go back home, which is what we always like to
see. You want to see them go away, yes, and we mean that lovingly. Yes,
exactly.
Because everybody's well.
Exactly.
That's the idea of Ronald McDonald House.
That's correct.
And the wonderful Patty Jacos, a great friend of KRDO, somebody we enjoy having a business relationship with. We appreciate the opportunity to serve and support you, Patty. But you, in turn, are a business owner who gives, and you give back. You and Daryl formed a partnership recently that has a lot to do with audiovisual from the Sound Shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Daryl came in shortly after I had heard there was a Ronald McDonald House underway. Daryl came in and was shopping for himself and just asked if we'd be interested, and we were like, absolutely, we want to be part of that.
Wow, I'm glad you still have a little salesman left in you.
Very little, but at the end at the end of the day, our house was truly built by large and small businesses.
Yeah,
we raised over $10 million, and it was all raised through our local community with a little bit of help from a company called Obvi out of Chicago that donated $4.8 million towards our goal. Mm-hmm. But the balance of it came from local communities, from companies like Sights and Sound to RTA Architects, Corelli Construction, Timberline Landscaping, a locally owned company, did 100% of the landscaping, not only for free, but also committed to maintaining the property going forward.
Wow.
Furniture Row furnished all 25,000 square feet with furniture, bedding, the pictures on the wall, the couches, every piece of furniture you see there was donated by Furniture Row.
And then here comes Patty in the Sound Shop. And Patty, how did you fit them out?
Well, they needed obviously televisions for all of those family rooms so that the families would have, you know, a little bit of entertainment at the end of a long day. Obviously, they're going through a pretty stressful time. And so we went in and we hung 30 TVs in a day and a half and got them up and running with everything they needed.
And that's kind of your heart. You've always been one to give back to the community. You understand that as a business owner. You got that a long time ago.
Well, yeah, and this is just such a fabulous organization, and, you know, it could apply to anybody. Anybody could be hit with something like this at some point in their life. So it's something we felt really strongly about that we wanted to be involved with.
And I hope you don't mind my saying, I think you can be held up as a wonderful example of a business owner over a casual conversation, a casual meeting, and it leads to this relationship that you guys are going to have together for a long time, I quite imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, something else coming out of this discussion as well, you have a department store that is stepping up.
Right. So Dillard's in Colorado Springs is partnered with the Ronald McDonald House, and they are selling the Southern Living Christmas Cookbook, which makes for a great gift, not only for your friends and family, but if you're a small business owner and looking for something to give to your clients, it's a wonderful gift. And the book only costs $12 each, and 100% of that goes back to the local Ronald McDonald House. So imagine if we were to sell 10,000 books here in town, we'd have $120,000 going into the operation of that house.
Wow. Only 12 bucks. And you brought a copy with you. I know in our household, my wife is very familiar with and enjoys Southern Living magazine. And so this is an offshoot of that. And those recipes are classics. They're good.
They're wonderful recipes, and I'm willing to give you the book as long as your wife's willing to cook a meal for me.
We are going to donate to Ronald McDonald House is what we're going to do. And I think that's one of the best things that we can do. And Daryl, you and I have known each other for a little while, Patty, you and me as well. And I've enjoyed hearing about the progress as we've sat through meetings. And we don't want to hear what's being said. We talk about Ronald McDonald House.
Right. Yeah. We're not the best audience in somebody else's
Probably not.
Yeah. The whole process from RTA Architects literally walking us through where we knew nothing on how to build a house, much less a 25,000 square foot house, to them actually going and spending time in other Ronald McDonald houses to learn the good and the bad. The new house, which is right next to Children's Hospital, 20 of the 25 rooms face the hospital. So those families, when they wake up in the morning, the first thing they see is where their child is. And when they turn off the lights to go to bed at night, they see where their child is. It's very comforting to them.
Ingenious. Absolutely ingenious. Patty, congratulations to you on this wonderful partnership that you've formed with Daryl and Daryl Fleck and the board there in Ronald McDonald House. The success of your business allows for you to be able to do such things.
Yeah, and it was compared to what some other people were able to do. We're just a small company, but we do what we could. And I was struck by how many people were there helping out. It was just amazing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you have a dollar to donate or you have $1 million to donate. Every little bit helps, and everybody that helps gets something back in their own heart.
And I'm just thinking, Patty, in your case, a TV on a wall that gives somebody a mental break, even for a few minutes, is
Absolutely.
A really big deal.
Absolutely.
I think you've done something really spectacular here.
And it's a gorgeous facility, and like I said, it's such a needed part of the community, especially with that brand new hospital. There's going to be more and more need for it.
All right, Daryl, a little call to action here, request of our listeners, our businesses who are listening as well. Do try to get involved. You need money for maintenance and operation.
Right. So the ongoing operation of the house will be between $600,000 and $1 million a year, just to keep it occupied and fully staffed. And that includes well over 15,000 volunteer hours. And we're always looking for volunteers. And just by shopping at Dillard's, at every cash register, they'll have these cookbooks. Just adding a cookbook, or if you're a small business owner, rather than sending them chocolate to your clients or fruit, send a cookbook for something different, and you're helping everybody out at the same time.
And 100% of each $12 for that cookbook goes back to Ronald McDonald House.
In Colorado Springs, that's correct.
In Colorado Springs. That is absolutely astounding.
Right.
I think you've done wonderful things, both of you. Thank you. And look forward to follow-up visits to see how things are going.
Sounds great. And thank you again to the Sound Shop.
Daryl Fleck, board member for Ronald McDonald House, and Patty Jacos, owner of Sound Shop. Thank you both for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted.